السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه نعه عليه وسلم that if you make salam to 20 people in a day, whether it is collectively or individually, and if you happen to pass away that day, Jannat is watching for you. You make salam 20 people at night, and if you pass away that night, Jannat is wajib for you. Today, my beloved brothers, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We don't make salam anymore. Maulana Ahmad La make handshake. Just shake hands, they don't make salam. Salam is the name of Allah. The more salam we make, the more peace will come. Today, many, many diseases, illnesses. Why? Because we stop making salam. It's not only a greeting, it's a dua. And it's one of the names of Allah. Allah's name is As-Salam. So imagine you take Allah's name all the time, you greet in. How happy Allah become. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilillahu fala hadiya lah ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا خلقت لكم وإنكم خلقتم للآخرة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر السبيل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الدنيا دار من لا دار له ومال من لا مال له ولها يجمع من لا أقل له أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected and beloved elders and my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind and merciful that Allah gave us everything of the best. The best deen, the deen of Islam. People of Isa alayhi salam, who brought Iman on Isa alayhi salam, they are known as Nasara. Those who brought Iman on Musa alayhi salam, they are known as Yahud. And how much Allah loves the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah gave us His name, Muslim and Mu'min. One of the names of Allah is Muslim. Well, Mu'min. Imagine Allah loves the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna deena inna Allahi al-Islam. Allah says the only way of life that Allah Ta'ala will accept is that of Islam. Complete obedience to every order and command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And totally to follow the Mubarak way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah says, whoever chooses any other lifestyle besides that of Islam, Allah will never accept it. And that person will be a great loser in the Akhirah. During the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great Sahabi, the second Khalifa of Islam, He had some scriptures of the Torah. And he came into the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was one of the Sahaba who could read. So he started reading. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sitting next to him. That was the original Torah, not the abrogated one, not the one that was adulterated. Because it was revealed from Allah. So while reading, Allah's Nabi Mubarak face became red. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu noticed. He tapped Sayyidina Umar. Hold it. Sayyidina Umar looked up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to this, that Isa is Ruhullah, Musa is Kalimullah, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am Habibullah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if Musa alayhi salam is now in this age and time, if he follows the Torah, he will be unsuccessful. He has to follow the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sharia of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much shukr we have to make, my brother. The best kalam. Quran is not only a book. Tawrat also was revealed by Allah. Zabur also was revealed by Allah. Injil also was revealed by Allah. But the Quran is not only a kitab, it is the kalam of Allah. The words of Allah. During the time of Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal, one of the four A'imma, there was a group of people who said that the Quran is makhluk, Quran is creation. At that time, those who were close to the leader, they also gave the verdict that Quran is makhluk. Hazrat Ahmad Ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi refused. He said, Quran is not makhluk. Quran is kalam of Allah. Just like how Allah is so great, His words are also so great. See? And because of that, they lashed him 100 lashes every night. Because he refused to accept that Quran is makhluk. Hazrat Mawlana Ali Mia Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote in a kitab that the lash that they gave him was so severe that if you were to give an elephant, it will run in the jungle. Lord. But he withstood. He bore it. The love that he had for Allah, the love that he had for the Quran and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala honored him. Allahu Akbar. He seen Allah Rabbul Izzat 100 times in his dream. Subhanallah. Because of that. And what did he say? He say, now today you will not know who is on haq. At the time of janazah, you will find out. It is written that when those scholars who gave that fatwa that Quran is makhluk, when they left the dunya, there was not even 3 people to bury them. And when Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal passed away, over 200,000 people attended his janazah. In one of the dreams, when he seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he requested from Allah, Allah, how can a person come close to you? How can a person become your beloved? Allah Rabbul Izzat said, through my kalam, through my word, the Quran. He asked whether it is understanding or not understanding. To which Allah replied, whether you understand it or not, you will still come close to me. But my beloved brothers, we should try and understand and learn the Quran. The Quran is a gift, a great gift from Allah. That Allah gave us the best Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No person who set foot on the earth is greater than our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people recited praises in him. Hassan bin Sabit said, regarding our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no eye has ever seen someone greater than you. No woman has given birth to anyone greater than you. And you have been chosen, that you have been created as if you wanted to be created. When Adam alayhi salam, and when he made that little lapse, that mistake, we cannot blame a Nabi. No Nabi has committed any sin. All Anbiya are masoom. And when he realized the mistake that he made, when Allah told him, don't go close to this tree, and he went because Shaitan is our enemy, and came and tell him, no, don't worry. So when he went, and then his clothes fell off, then Allah Ta'ala asked him, that, oh Adam, why did you go against my will? He never made any explanation. He never proved. He never proved that I was this and this. He said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُنَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And then he made dua. He said, oh Allah, through the blessing and the wasila of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, forgive me. So Allah asked, do you know who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He says, when Allah, when you created me, I seen on the arsh, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And I realize that there is no one more beloved and no one more close to you than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how much shukr we have to make, my beloveds. Every day, imagine, once Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha did something and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very happy, overjoyed. He made dua that, oh Allah, forgive Aisha, her past sins, her present sins, her minor sins, her major sins, her intentional sins, her unintentional sins. Every sin of hers forgive. Out of happiness she started moving. Allahu Akbar. Aisha, what make you do this? He says, such a beautiful dua you have given me, beloved Nabi. Says Aisha, I make this dua for my ummah after every salat. Allahu Akbar. The ulama say, if it is the faraiz, then minimum 5 times a day. And if it is not, then how many more? Ishraq, Chasht, Awabin, Salatul Hajat, all that. So how much Allah's Nabi cried for us, my beloveds. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved this ummah so much. When Allah revealed the ayat, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرَضَى, that, oh beloved Nabi, very soon we will give you something, you'll become overjoyed, you'll become very, very happy. On that occasion, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that I will not be happy until every one of my ummati enter into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we can get close to him through his sunnah. See, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And practicing on the sunnah, it is a proof that you love Allah. The Quran, Allah makes mention, قُلْ, that, O beloved Nabi, say, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you claim that you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, follow me, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive your sins. See, this Mubarak deen that Allah gave us, we can see how close and how fast it is going. Yeah? Ramadan came, Ramadan is gone. The days of Hajj are coming. Yeah? The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast for the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. 9 days. On the 10th day is Eid al-Adha, we cannot fast. The 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that no amal is more beloved to Allah than that which is done in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. A sahabi asked that, oh beloved Nabi, not even striving in your path, not even going for jihad. To which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, except that person who goes out in jihad and heen of Allah. then he will excel in your amal. So those Mubarak days that will be coming soon, inshallah. And in those Mubarak days, those who are going for Hajj, inshallah, make it a proper Hajj. See, if a person is going for the first time, the Hajj, Farz Hajj, is only once in your life. You can make nafil how many after that? See, so make the Farz Hajj the best of it. See that how we can do it according to the Sunnah, according to the way our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made Hajj. See, today sometimes when you go for Hajj, you know, they just move you up and down, you know. You don't have to go, Allahu Akbar. And if a person is sincere, Allah Ta'ala accepts his Hajj. I was just listening, one Sati was telling me, he said some people went and they started complaining, you know. They went to Mubarak, Medina, Munawwara, Mubarak place. They went to Makkah, Mukarramah, and they started, everything was a complaint. They complained so much that they even forgot to make Arafat. So they spent all that money, but they never made Hajj. Imagine. So learn the masail of Hajj, learn how to do the Hajj correctly. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib used to say, when a person goes in front of the Hajar-e Aswad, he say, we make istighfar. We don't make tawbah. He said the Hajar-e Aswad has got such an effect that whoever comes in front of him, if he is true, his iman, Allah will increase that iman. And Allah forbid, if a person has some bad habits, bad ways, and he does not make sincere tawbah, when he comes back, he will even get more involved in that evil. That is the effect of Hajar-e Aswad. So those who are going for Hajj, any one of our families, also tell them to make dua. See? They said one person, he did not go for Hajj. In the time of Hajj, then someone asked Allah Rabbul Izzah, which he said sometimes many Hujjaj go, that one person's Hajj becomes beloved to Allah, and Allah accepts everybody's Hajj. See? So this person, he did not go for Hajj. And someone asked that whose Hajj was accepted. He said, this person, yeah. He said, but I never went for Hajj. So they asked him, what happened? He said, I collected money and I was on my journey going for Hajj. And while on my journey, I came past a family. I seen some daughters, some young girls, going and cutting the carcasses, pieces from the carcass, from the dead animal. And they took it home to eat. So I asked them, what is this? How can you do this? He said, we haven't eaten for 3 days. It is permissible for us to take this. And they were from the Sayyid family. This person gave all his money to them. Here, take it. And he went home. Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi made dua that Allah Ta'ala make Hajj, send a malaika to make Hajj on behalf of him every year. Till the day of Qiyamah. He did not go, but he sacrificed because the love that he had for Ahl Bayt and the love that he had for the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, I cannot go for Hajj when the family of Allah's Nabi is suffering. Our niyat is so clean. We can make so much. We have to make niyat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept those who are going, those who are not going, inshallah. We will be staying here. Let us try and make the best the 9 days of Zilhijjah. If it is possible, fast every day of 1 year. The night of every night of ibadat is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Such a great virtue. Allah has given us an opportunity. And then the qurbani, that sacrifice. When a person sacrifices, it is not the wealth, it is not the flesh, nor the blood that reaches, it is a sincerity. Imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah tested him. He was in Makkah Mukarramah, he was told to leave his wife, Hajra radiallahu anha, and Ismail, young child, and go out. He left them alone. And that is when Mahajra was running from Safa to Marwa, looking in the Kaaba, and Ismail alayhi salam hit his foot And from there the water of Zamzam came out. When she's seen the water gushing, Zamzam, stop, stop. See, she said stop, stop, because it was flowing. If she didn't do that, the whole world should have been filled with that Zamzam. But Allah is so compassionate that today that Zamzam, when a person drinks, it comes in the hadith, that a person who has Iman, he will increase drinking the Zamzam. A munafiq will not be able to drink Zamzam. He will get tired. So Mubarak is that water. And whatever intention is made, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill it. See? Then Ibrahim alayhi, Ismail alayhi salam was young. Allah in his dream showed him that he is sacrificing Ismail alayhi salam. And he asked Ismail alayhi salam, I seen in my dream that I am sacrificing you. What should I do? What did he say? If'al ma tu'mar. Ya Abati, O my beloved father, do what you have been commanded. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You will find me among those who make sabr. And when he took the three places where we go and do the jamarat, that is where shaitan came, you know, and tried to tell them not to carry out. And each time they overpowered shaitan. And eventually Ibrahim alayhi salam took that knife. And his son told him, cover your eyes so that you don't feel. And while slaughtering, he felt the blood. But when he opened his eyes, Allah Ta'ala took Ismail alayhi salam away and a ram was put there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your qurbani is accepted. When Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is adhiyah? What is qurbani? He said, sunnat abikum Ibrahim. The sunnat of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. We are from the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Unfortunately today, the Yahud and Nasara are also trying to say they also follow Ibrahimic, you know, they also follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. No. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya wala Nasraniya. Wa kana Hanifa Muslima. Allah's Nabi, Allah in the Quran gives testimony. Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Yahudi nor a Nasara. See? They just bluff in the world. That we are following Ibrahim alayhi salam. No. Yeah, Ibrahim, we are from the millet of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ عَبِيكُمْ Ibrahim. Allah says, strive in the path of Allah, the right of striving. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ Allah is the one who has selected you. Allah has chosen you. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ Allah did not make deen a burden upon you. See, deen is not a burden. Deen is fitrat, it's natural. مِلَّةَ عَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ That name was given, Muslim. So my beloved brothers, whoever has got the ability, inshallah, make qurbani on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And I remembered I Muazzin Saab, I told him before 40 you must come forward, you know. Two masjids I went before, I told them, they say you must end only at 40. So I said I'll end 1 minute before, and then I asked everyone to smile. So they say, why are you asking us to smile? I say, if I go 1 minute over, everyone will become angry. So mashallah, Allah keep our muhabbat, my beloved brothers. Allah keep us with Iman. Allah take us with Iman. Let us make dua for the ummah, the suffering ummah. Allah Ta'ala elevate that suffering. Allah grant peace and comfort and rahat to those who are suffering in whichever part of the world. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.